Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two of the show, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. It's a good day to have Noops Christensen on the show, underscore Noops, over on X, because we have the highest total game of the week going down tonight. He specializes in touchdown props, so we will get some looks between the Ravens and the Lions coming up in a few minutes. Noops, I'd ask how you're doing, but you let me know during the break that you had Rams plus 3.5 yesterday.
Ooh, sure did. There's nothing better than watching somebody make a great play and then a bad decision. I mean, it was pretty fun, I have to admit, watching Jordan Davis's giant personage running down the field like that. I mean, it's in a day of where I wonder if anybody, did anybody round robin DST anytime touchdown scores yesterday? whoever you are, you're probably rich today. So as much as I was bummed at the play, it was actually kind of a fun way. And now I have a good story about a bad beat.
Well, you can get it all back with a Rasheen Ali touchdown tonight. Or how about Brock Wright or Craig Reynolds? Let's go deep diving. You always got thoughts on guys that are down the board. This game has a huge total, 53.5. South Point has a 54. Is there somebody that most people wouldn't pick to score a touchdown that you like?
Well, you said one of those names. Brock Wright has been really great for the Detroit Lions. He's on the field quite a bit. Anyone that has owned Sammy Laporta in fantasy the last couple of years knows about Brock Wright, because a couple times a year, he'll come in, you assume it's Laporta, it pops up just the wrong jersey number there with the 8 in front of it. I've always thought it's cruel that they all have numbers that are close to each other, because you get that little bit of excitement. But Brock Wright, our friends at MGM hanging him at 9-1 to score a touchdown. I'd have that closer to 6-1, maybe 6.5-1, somewhere in that range. I like quite a bit. That's probably the biggest number on the board, though. It's one of those things where with these two particular teams, you don't see too much variance in terms of who's going to score. Now, it's not a huge number, but the other one I really like, DeAndre Hopkins, plus 350. He's only playing about 25% of snaps, but is still third in targets. I believe he's second in red zone targets, something like that. Basically, when he's on the field, Lamar is looking for him. He scored a couple really great touchdowns so far, and they really haven't moved this number too much. Again, I think this is numbers being priced on how few snaps he's playing as opposed to the high quality usage he's getting in those snaps. So Brock Wright 9-1, DeAndre Hopkins plus 350. I like both of those quite a bit.
So how do you think the pace is going to play out? Obviously, people are thinking a lot of the public money is all in on the over. It's probably going to get to 54. I saw there's a couple of 54s out there in the market right now. They're expecting an absolute shootout. Are you there with them? I know you're betting touchdown props, but you know, you can still hit them and the under come in because there's so much wiggle room here. Are you thinking that this is going to go over the total, or would you look to go under?
It's a really tough game. It's a lot like the Bills-Ravens game in week one, where there's a clear case for that being a high-scoring game. given how talented both the offenses are and how they like to push pace. But there are two teams that really like to run the ball as well. And tonight we've got to have that same dynamic. We've got a Ravens team that likes to run. They're built on Derrick Henry doing his thing and then opening it up for Lamar Jackson to get the ball downfield. The Detroit Lions love short passes and runs to Jahmyr Gibbs. David Montgomery still gets a lot of work. So I think we'll see the clock ticking quite a bit. And I think it's a game where what I'm looking to see is in the first half, if it is really high scoring, but one team can make it to halftime with a lead. Both these teams know how to salt away games a little bit late here. And I think the Ravens, again, given how their season's gone so far, are going to be even more looking to grind it down. So my plan basically is to see how the game starts and then look for probably a second half under if either team's got a two-score lead going into the second half.
Do you have a feel on the side? We had mentioned earlier that, you know, we saw some support for the dog. Superbook opened this line 6, and the 6s are long gone. I mean, most places now 4.5, including BetMGM. I do see some 4s offshore. So there has been this quote-unquote sharp support for Detroit. Are you with that move, or are you staying away from the side?
That move didn't make sense to me. I had this game basically right where it opened, around 6. I think the Ravens are a better team. They're at home. You've got to adjust Jared Goff down for being outdoors. Yes, the weather should be relatively nice, but it just, you look at his splits indoors, outdoors, and apologies for not having him in front of me, but he is not nearly as good of a quarterback when you get him outside. And I just think this Ravens team, too, is going to be a real step above kind of anybody the Lions have played so far. And you know, they played the Packers, who are really good. But the Ravens, I mean, we're talking about one of the 2-3 best teams in the NFL at this point. It's going to be a really tough game for them. I'm just going to keep waiting and probably take Ravens close to kickoff. -4 would be absolutely great because, again, I had this closer to 5.5, 6. So sharp guys, I mean, that's the only way those lines move. Some sharp people definitely have come in, picked up all these 6s. They feel really good about the Lions, which doesn't make me feel great. But if I could bet the Ravens -4, I think I'm probably going to do it.
All right. Look forward to Monday Night Football. We were discussing our hatred of the New England Patriots on this Monday because they couldn't hold on to the football. They should have beat up on the Steelers. And I say beat up. The way that game went, they probably should have won by multiple scores, losing every fumble. But you got to keep putting Ramondre Stevenson back on the field. Can't go to the rookie running back that you drafted for some reason. Don't understand that. They eventually make the move. But you had mentioned, you know what, Pittsburgh, they're just luck boxing their way into this. And my first thought is, yeah, you know what? There are a handful of teams right now. I'm not saying I want to bet against them because they're finding ways, but if they're laying a larger number, if they're laying more than a field goal, maybe you got to look at it. Look, you're an Eagles guy. You tell me, do you think the Eagles qualify as one of those teams luck boxing their way to 3-0?
I wouldn't say quite that much. Yes, there's definitely been some bounces in their direction, but I thought they played very well in that Cowboys game. I mean, Jalen Hurts, that's one of the best performances we've seen from a quarterback all season in week one there, the way he carried that team. Week two, I thought they were in complete control over the Chiefs the entire game. Now, maybe that's not as big of a deal given that the Chiefs aren't as good as we think they are, but I was really impressed with the Eagles there. And then yesterday, to me, that's more of the Rams just kind of falling apart there at the end. Again, Jalen Hurts stepped it up, was getting the ball downfield when he needed to, and A.J. Brown finally woke up. So I think yesterday is a little more indicative of what we should see from the Eagles going forward than maybe what we saw the first few weeks. So I've actually been impressed. I think they're doing a good job winning these games.
How good are the L.A. Chargers, Noops?
I have no idea. I think that's honestly one of the hardest questions to answer in all the NFL at this point. Again, they come out week one. They basically in complete control of that game over the Chiefs. The margin of victory was even a little bit bigger than it looked at only 6 points. The Chiefs get an easy touchdown there late. But then they play the Raiders, and they score 17 points, I think, in the first half, only 3 in the second half. Yesterday, against a Denver team that's been as big of a mess as anybody here to start the season, only 23 points, and they win that game. So they're 3-0, and I guess maybe the best way to answer this question is of all the 3-0 teams, I think that they're probably the worst, depending on how you feel about San Francisco or Tampa Bay, but I think they're good. I just don't know if they're great.
Yeah, you know, with San Francisco, okay, they're finding ways to get it done. Now Bosa goes down yesterday to an injury. If he's added to that list, I mean, come on. It's we're getting too far here. That other team that you threw out, that was going to be my question. How good is Tampa Bay? Sitting 3-0, now winning three straight one-score games. They almost lost to the Jets yesterday.
I think they're pretty good. I mean, yesterday's game, coming into that game with all the injuries they have on the offensive line, I mean, Baker just getting absolutely beat up. I just wonder if maybe they're just like being dramatic. Maybe Todd Bowles wants all these games to finish on the last drive or whatever. It's just kind of silly here. But you look at this Atlanta defense, they had played pretty well outside of basically yesterday against the Panthers. So they put up 23 points there. Houston, again, they win a really ugly football game. Again, I think they're good. I'm not sure they're great. I know they were a lot of people's dark horse team to make the Super Bowl for the NFC coming into the season. I don't feel that way. You know, again, Philadelphia is much better than they are. Green Bay is much better than they are. I think you can make a case again that the 49ers might be better than they are. So they're good. They're just not great.
The win total on Tampa, if you want to get involved now, is 11.5. The next four games, Philly, at Seattle, home against the Niners, at Detroit. That's not an easy schedule, Noobs.
Yeah,
I'm flipping through here. They've got 14 games left. You said the total's 11.5?
Yes, sir, 11.5.
All right. So they got to win 8, basically, of their next 13 games. Man, there is at least 4 losses on here.
Buffalo,
possibly
2.
5.
Yeah, they go to the Rams.
I mean, so you think about the losses. Home for Philadelphia, that's probably a loss. At Buffalo, that's almost certainly a loss. I think at Seattle is a really tough game. At Detroit is a tough game. Home for San Francisco. I mean, there's 4 games in there they probably lose. And the 5th one, man, that's really tough. That's a really good number. I think I still...
I saw you playing with your beard. Don't lie. You like the under. I saw you pontificating.
It's really close. Because, again, they just have to win 8 of the next 13, and I think they can win 8 of those games. They probably win 7, so lean towards the under. And, again, also, I guess you have to take into consideration that they might be so far ahead in the division at the end of the season, they just punt the last week anyway, so lean under.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that I was considering. I'm like, they'll probably get – like, what can I do? If I don't like the Bucks, what can I do? You probably only bet it week to week. Maybe the win total, like Sam mentioned, a suggestion. But, yeah, you see the Falcons yesterday. Oh, they get a lot of support. Everybody's in. They saw Sunday Night Football, and then they get smoked 30-0 by the Panthers. We talk during the NBA season a lot about futures with you. Are there any particular futures, awards, whatever, in the NFL? Doesn't have to be a current bet that you would make right now, but just maybe a race you find interesting. What's on your mind when it comes to NFL awards futures?
I am scrolling through furiously to try to find the make the playoff odds for the Charlotte Hornets, because my crazy take for this year is that the Charlotte Hornets are going to make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, and not just the play-in, folks. They are going to make it all the way to the actual playoffs. They will be the 7 or 8 seed to get absolutely annihilated in the first round by the New York Knicks or the Cleveland Cavaliers, but it's a really nice big number. I've seen it in the range of plus 750, plus 800, as high as 10-1 some places. And I just look at a team that, to me, looks like they actually have kind of a solid base 3 guys. You know, LaMelo Ball, Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges have all struggled to stay healthy. I wonder how much of that is them being hurt or the Hornets really trying to lose basketball games. But you look at what they did in the offseason in terms of bringing in some veterans. You know, they're going to have Seth Curry for the second year. They were able to bring in Colin Sexton. Now, I'm a little worried maybe what they could do at center, but it's not really that big of a problem in the Eastern Conference. There's not that many big guys for them to really be bothered by. But again, given how many question marks I have about teams like the Milwaukee Bucks, they're in just a very, very fragile situation. I mean, if anything happens with Giannis, they're immediately one of the worst teams. You look at a team, you know, like the Philadelphia 76ers, my Philadelphia 76ers, I have no idea. They could be really good or bad. I think there are just spots for them to climb over here and sneak in. So the Charlotte Hornets to make the playoffs, I can't believe I'm saying this on a recorded show, bet it.
Okay. One last question I had about the NBA. I'm looking at the MGM MVP market. The top makes me laugh. SGA 2-1, Jokic 3-1, Luka 350. Okay. All right. Then we get to Giannis at 10, Wemby at 16, Edwards at 25. Cade Cunningham is the next guy after Edwards. Wow. You know there's value on everybody not named Shea, Jokic, Luka. anything that you like early.
It's a really tough market, and it's one of the reasons I love the NBA MVP so much. I think if you go back and look at the history of MVPs, it's actually just an outstanding list of basically Hall of Fame basketball players up and down. So it's an award that everyone takes very seriously, and I think that's why you see the grouping up there at the top. When you start to think about this award, so you can cross a couple teams off. With all due respect to Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs are not going to win enough games for him to garner any attention for MVP in the Western Conference. Anthony Edwards, 25-1, is the one that sticks out to me because a lot of people are kind of down on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think they are definitely going to be a little worse than they were last year, given they lost Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But they've got some guys to pull up here, and I just love the way that Edwards has talked this offseason about having to change his game, how he needs to learn to be a little bit more of a playmaker and get these guys a little bit more involved. I think he is someone that can take a huge, huge step forward, and if he can get the Minnesota Timberwolves to be the second, third seed in the Western Conference, which, again, I don't think is out of the realm of possibility, that 25-1 has a lot of value. Sam, I heard you talk about Cade Cunningham. I think that that's an interesting bet. I'm just not sure. Again, the Pistons can win enough games to kind of garner that attention yet. It's probably just a little bit too early, but I don't mind that. I think betting some Pistons alt-overs and things like that might be a better way to go. But my favorite number for MVP from our friends at MGM, Anthony Edwards, 25-1. I think that's a good number.
Very good. Noops Christensen, appreciate you jumping on. _Noops over on X. Good luck with your touchdown bets tonight. Thanks.
Absolutely, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Best of luck until we talk again.
Absolutely. Alex Christensen there. Good stuff there. _Noops over on X. All right. Coming up next on the show, we do Monday morning market moves. We'll hit college football. Still a lot to get to as far as what happened over the weekend. It is a monster slate coming up on Saturday. Also NFL. So Monday morning market moves are next right here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Morning Market Moves. We do college, then the NFL. That is coming up on the show, Monday Moons, at the top of the hour. So what we do during Monday Morning Market Moves, we take a quick look. The markets that are posted. College football numbers for the upcoming Saturday get posted during NFL action on Sunday, so not a lot of people see exactly what's going on. So part of today's show has been just how games were flipped, how the team covering completely changed, how who was leading completely changed with some of these obscure events at the end of games, including blocked field goals, which turns into touchdowns, a lot of turnovers yesterday. all that stuff. Field goals end up winning games. So sometimes these results on Saturday get lost. Not so much in the big games, which we'll go over, but there was one. First, let's talk about the number that we saw all week in Oklahoma-Auburn. It was sitting 6.5 for much of the week. Then it gets to 7. And then I saw on game day, it got back down to 6.5. Did you see a close 6.5?
About 6.5, yeah. I mean, between 6.5, 7.
Okay. So, yeah, we're there in that range. And then it's looking like throughout the entire game, okay, Auburn's probably going to cover. Oklahoma would be lucky if they got out of here alive with a victory. And if they do, well, you know, it's going to be tough to cover the number. But what happens? John Mateer gets a touchdown, has a great drive into the end zone. Got to go for two. Got to go for two in that spot. They go for two, and it fails. That Oklahoma defense was something fierce. And when they had the crowd behind them, like, sorry, Jackson Arnold, I know you were dreaming of having a big day, getting your revenge against Oklahoma, but it was clear that that was not going to happen with the pass rush that they had known for the Sooners. And then it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a sack. Uh-huh. Safety dance. They win by 7 because of the sack safety at the very end of the game with all the heat coming on Arnold. I don't know many people that had Auburn tickets. I saw a lot of celebration. I think it was mostly Oklahoma. Oklahoma was in the room. I know. It came down to what number did you get? Did you just survive? Did you get your push, kiss your sister with your 7? Or did you get an outright victory with your -6.5? Lucky win. You know, I like Mateer as much as anybody, but a very lucky win for people that were backing him.
And a big touchdown for John Mateer to score and really cement his place on top by himself in the Heisman market. He scores, you know, gets that game-winning drive, and he was good. He was good in a resilient way. He didn't dominate, but he rose to the level in the fourth quarter. And I was laughing just thinking about Felica, our friend, Chris the Bear Felica.
Uh-huh.
He had Auburn +6.5 on Saturday.
Woo.
And he had the Eagles -3.5 Sunday.
Oh, no. So balanced.
Well, he washed.
Yeah.
He washed, right? What happened to him on Saturday, losing the Auburn, smoothed itself out on Sunday with the blocked kick and the return by Jordan Davis. So imagine that roller coaster of emotions. You got Auburn, right side, loses. You got Eagles, wrong side, that wins. Very, very entertaining finishes on both ends. Let's stick to Auburn. I'm glad you brought this up because they are getting bet this week.
Okay.
Texas A&M is at home against Auburn. First number I saw in this game was 4.5. A little low. It got bet all the way up to 7. Hit 7.5. This is within the first 20 seconds. It goes from 4.5 to 7. Then it gets to 7.5, and now we're at 6. It's been two-way sharp. They bet A&M up from 4.5 to 7, 7.5, and the recent movement has been 7.5 to 6. So you got people on both ends of this equation.
Okay.
A&M at the cheaper numbers, Auburn at the bigger numbers. I think we're going to close less than 7. There were some big bets at +7. I see a couple shops at 6 now. This will be fun to follow throughout the week. I know this is Monday market moves. This thing on Sunday was every which way, up, down, left, right. They bet the game every single way.
Okay. Yeah, we got a huge slate of games, and that one is getting a ton of action early on. But we know some of these other ones throughout the week, it's going to be what everybody's talking about, everybody following the moves. Look, you're going to be tied up with maybe wedding activities on Saturday night. Guys, get ahead of it now if you can. Clear Saturday night, because we're going to have Oregon, Penn State on one channel, and we're going to have Bama, Georgia on another. You might want to be at a sports bar somewhere where you have multiple TVs if you don't have that sort of setup at your house. Maybe somebody's garage wherever, got to go somewhere with multiple TVs. And the point spread is, in total, almost identical, Sam, in both of these games. Got to start with Oregon, Penn State. Penn State, your host. Penn State, your favorite, by 3.5. And the market agrees, let's make the total 52.5. So I say Penn State 3.5, 52.5 against Oregon. What's your first reaction?
The room is going to be on Oregon. I feel pretty strongly about that.
Yes.
Because if you think about Penn State has shown you nothing. Penn State looks like a heavyweight fighter that's bored and doesn't really care. They've played nobody so far, but their season literally begins on Saturday. And Oregon's been cracking teams. From a power rating standpoint, Penn State's number hasn't changed, really. Oregon's has come up a ton. Like, I had one odds maker tell me he's raised Oregon 4 points already in, what, four games? So that's a lot in a very small window of time. Penn State hasn't been upgraded at all. Maybe somebody would downgrade Penn State because they haven't really done anything. But if you make this number in the summer, we're talking Penn State maybe minus 5.5, 6. And now because the water level has risen on Oregon, this number is 3.5, which implies that they're equal on a neutral field. Because home field at Penn State is probably about 4, give or take. So the line's 3.5. They're basically saying if Oregon and Penn State played on a neutral, this would be a pick 'em. That feels light. I think Penn State is going to be the side the house needs. Oregon's a better team, and I get points. A night game, whiteout, Happy Valley. They've been waiting for this game all season, man, all season. It's almost like they haven't really tried because they don't want to get hurt against Villanova and whoever else they played this season. Like, I lose track because the teams stink. Mm-hmm. The books are going to need Penn State. That's my prediction for this weekend.
Oh, man, if they're on a public dog, let's go.
Oh, yeah. You know it's happening. You know it. You know, because Penn State's overrated. And Penn State has struggled. Although, I mean, they've won these games 46-11, 34-0, 56. If that's struggling, I don't know that that's a thing. I mean,
well,
you win by 35, 34, 46. How is that struggling?
People would point to Aller and say he hasn't done anything yet. Now, what if Aller has a big-time performance? He has to enter that conversation. His team's 4-0 with UCLA, Northwestern on deck. So let's say 6-0, right? One of the best teams in the nation, maybe your favorite at that point. We'll see how it goes, how people react to that. Like, Aller's number is going to be short. What is it now?
Aller to win the Heisman is, I got to go back to my,
it's got to be in the 20s.
I'm going to guess it's 20. Yeah, he is, I have to hit see more because he's way down the page. Drew Aller at BetMGM is 30-1.
30, it went down. Okay. Mm-hmm. They didn't play, and it
Dante Moore's 12. So if Drew Aller outduels Dante Moore,
yep,
get that role reversal and you get that price return.
That, yeah. I've been thinking about Aller throughout the year, and he hasn't had a big performance yet. If he has one here at home against Oregon, cupcakes coming up next. Yeah. And then he'll get a chance to really make his case at Ohio State later in the year.
These are really, if you ask some people, these are the only games that matter for Penn State. The Oregon game and the Ohio State game.
Yep.
They go 10-2, lose both. They're still a playoff team. That fan base is just, man, are they ready for this one? And you think Big Dave will be looking out for Penn State this weekend? Yeah.
There's another reason to bet them.
So. I think so, man. So it's coming down, though. I mean, the 3.5s are getting expensive to take the dog. And what I mean by that, if you want to go to BetMGM and bet Oregon right now, plus 3.5, minus 120. So we'll see, man. I think we're going to get to 3 later in the week, at which point I think there will be resistance on Penn State. Speaking of resistance, I know we'll do Alabama, Georgia, but they're betting against the number one team in the country, which I think is pretty eye-opening on a Monday morning. That's Ohio State at Washington. Circa opened the game 10. Look at the board now. 8.5 at BetMGM. 8 offshore at Jazz. 8 at Pinnacle. 8 at Chris. 8.5 Circa. 8 Superbook. There's an appetite here to bet against Julian Sain and this Ohio State offense. Never easy to go to Washington and play. That place is crazy. Crazy loud. Crazy electric. They came in Sunday and Monday and bet Washington at home, catching over a touchdown against Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's interesting. It's an interesting move. The market is a humming. Like, some weeks it's felt quiet. Not this week, especially college football, to get things going. I want to throw out one other one before we get to Bama, Georgia, and we'll talk about that one throughout. You know, watching Notre Dame, I'm like, this is just going to be an over team all year. They're going to be an over team. And then that's on my mind. And then, okay, what is the total for Notre Dame, Arkansas? 64.5.
Wow.
Like, oh, yeah, I don't know that I can bet the over, but I kind of want to in this game. On the flip side, this was one that I circled. Ooh, that could be dangerous for Notre Dame. The schedule is soft moving forward, but going to Arkansas could be dangerous. The Razorbacks just lost 2-1 score games. So they take care of their cupcakes early in the year, and they lose at Ole Miss by 1 score. This weekend, they lose at Memphis by 1 point. But there's no doubt about it, they can score. They put up 35 on Ole Miss. They put up 31 on Memphis in those losses. I think the total's justified, but now they're coming back home. Sam, that plus 6 looks pretty good. Notre Dame's defense still blows, and they let Purdue put up 20-plus on them, which should not happen in your house, especially in that spot with an 0-2 start.
And C.J. Carr's been really good. His passer rating is 166.7.
Yep.
I saw Pete Sampson had this tweet, and I screen-grabbed it right away. That would be a top 10 number in 8 of the past 9 seasons, and the numbers are almost identical to Trevor Lawrence as a sophomore, Caleb Williams as a sophomore, Bryce Young as a sophomore, J.J. McCarthy as a junior. C.J. Carr, 166.7. It's a very, very elite passer rating. Notre Dame has a quarterback, and Notre Dame is an over team. Now, watch this weekend's game be 27-20, but the identity of the team last year was run the ball, play strong defense. This year it's outscore everybody. Very big change at Notre Dame.
Yep. And they certainly did that. They had in the 60s in the third quarter. They're going to need to have the offense show up the entire game in this one. All right, Bama, Georgia. Georgia minus 3, total 53.5, almost the same line as Oregon, Penn State, which I find to be interesting. They were smart. Let's make sure we have our bye coming into this game. Both sides coming off the bye.
I'm a little surprised that it's only 3. I make it 5, and maybe my numbers are wrong. Who am I? I mean, I'm not an odds maker. I'm not taking bets. But from a power rating standpoint, it feels a little low on Georgia. Ty Simpson against this defense. Although Georgia's secondary did look a little off against Tennessee, I don't think that Ty Simpson can do what Joey Aguiar did. So that one, I'll probably find myself on Georgia. Not going to lie, at minus 3.
You know what I'm probably going to find myself on? Illinois at home plus 6.5 after getting embarrassed. What do you think?
12 noon kick. That's a 9 a.m. kick in California.
Let's do it. All right. Back to the Illini. All right, we'll get back to Monday Morning Market Moves. NFL version on the other side. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Week number three wraps up tonight in the National Football League. We're looking ahead to week number four. It's an interesting slate. It's a good one. Now these real games are starting to settle in, real storylines. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Monday morning market moves on the NFL side. Sam, if you look ahead to this week, we've got three matchups that are going to be really fun to talk about. We've got two Monday night football games. Again, this is the week where they're going to do the overlapping thing. One starts, and then an hour later, the other one kicks off. And Sunday morning, when we're both on the air, I'm doing game day, you're doing You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff. We're going to have football then because we got a Dublin game, and that game is lighting up the board right now.
They are betting Minnesota out to 3 at multiple shops. MGM still 2.5. I was wondering, is there any news-related information that's leaking out? I see nothing. No injuries to note. Nothing from my favorite Twitter feed for the NFL. That's Underdog NFL. If you're not following Underdog NFL with notifications on, I don't know what you're doing. Every injury comes right to my phone. I get them all in real time. There's nothing there. The newest notification is about how bad Ja'Marr Chase has been 41 minutes ago. Nothing about anything pro-Minnesota or anti-Pittsburgh. But, man, on a Monday morning, they are firing the Dublin game from 1 to 2 to 3 at multiple books right now.
Yeah, like what is that? Is that quarterback news? What? I'm not sure. Okay, so after yesterday, like that game was funky. And you had, was that Isaiah Rodgers with two defensive touchdowns, fumbles, picks it up, returns it the other way. I don't think there's a change on an opinion of Wentz, at least my standpoint. Yes, the final score was awesome in favor of Minnesota. It was just one of those games that got away early. And Browning was not good. And that's what has people talking now for Cincinnati. But you know who else is not good? Chase Brown.
Oh.
Chase Brown for the Bengals is terrible. He's been one of the worst running backs in the league. And I heard so many people that were hyping him up. You're a Illini guy, but he's been god-awful. They have no run game to speak of.
I thought you were going to say Aaron Rodgers has been bad. And I think it's very difficult to grade Aaron Rodgers. But who's tougher to grade right now than Minnesota?
Yeah.
You were getting spanked by the Bears for three quarters. J.J. McCarthy has a heroic fourth on Monday night. They win that game. Then get absolutely railroaded by Atlanta, who just lost 30 to nothing. And then you beat the Bengals 48 to 10 when you're starting Carson Wentz. I have no idea what Minnesota is. Not a clue. It's been three games, and I have no idea. Now, you know I've got them to make the playoffs. I don't feel great about that, but a couple things happened in their favor. And again, Nick and I did the show yesterday right after your show. They had a very, very surprisingly strong injury report. Darisaw, their left tackle, came back. He was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Van Ginkle played. Harrison Smith played. Those were guys midweek that they didn't know. They didn't know the status of. And I saw Darisaw, like, I think Thursday was, like, questionable or doubtful. And then they get the good bill on Sunday. So that was a surprisingly good injury report for the Vikings. It wasn't the case for Cincinnati, who played without a couple of corners and then just fell behind early and got crushed. But does that mean the Vikings are good? No, it doesn't. And if the Vikings beat the Steelers, I still don't know if the Vikings are good. But look at their next two games. You play the Steelers, and then you play the Browns. And I believe both of those games, aren't they both in Europe? Because, yeah, they're in London on the 5th, too. So they play this Sunday in Dublin, and then the next week they play in London. But they can win both. Why not?
Sunday morning. Yeah. I get it. I understand it. But no, that's jumped a couple points. It opened 14.5. Now we're 16.5, 17. So where's the pushback going to come? Probably somewhere soon. Other moves?
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Green Bay. That went up a couple of points. So is that CeeDee Lamb? Is that just Cowboys, you know, got smoked? Packers off a loss to the Browns. What's the thought process?
Combination of all those things. I didn't see a report on Lamb. I know he didn't return yesterday, which sucked because I was on Dallas and you knew the vertical passing game just wasn't there. I believe they said it's not a big issue long term, but that doesn't mean that he's going to play this week. Imagine what that ankle looks like today. It's always worse the next day. We'll probably learn more Wednesday, Thursday into Friday on CeeDee Lamb. But the look ahead number was 4. They reopened at 5.5, and now we're 6.5.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, Joe, if we got to 7. Pinnacle and Chris are at 6.5 now. MGM is at 6. Limits aren't even high. I mean, you can't bet big numbers like that on Monday. You can't get down these huge bets. Who's coming in to bet Dallas at anything south of 7? I could see it at 7. You want to take them at home catching 7 Sunday night? I get it. I understand it. Not saying I agree with it, but from 4.5 on the look ahead to 6.5 now, whew, where does the resistance come in on Dallas? It has to be at 7. Like, no sharp guy's going to bet 6.5 on Monday. You just wait. You wait for 7. And I don't think the Green Bay money is going to stop because, oh, Green Bay's going to be upset. They got a lot to prove. Dallas can't stop anybody.
And what else? What's the other angle? There's one more big one. Micah Parsons game.
Ah, yes. Yes.
It's good. Look, we talk about value. Numbers matter. I'll just be honest. I'm not betting Dallas. I don't care what the number gets to.
Understood.
Maybe I'll bet the total.
Dallas yesterday, I could see it for sure.
Yeah. Maybe I'll bet the total, but look, okay, so this Packers offense, which was humming, they get stonewalled against the Browns. Now they're going to face the worst defense in football right now. For my money, the worst defense in football. 1 week, Russ has given up 450 yards at home, and then the next week, Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the NFL. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, almost 300 yards against the Bears. And that wasn't supposed to happen either. So what is a pissed off Packers team going to do? And they're going to say all the right things. It's going to be for Micah, all this stuff. Man,
I get why there is a big move already, a two and a half point move. This is getting to seven. The only question, is it going past seven?
Don't know about past, but to see this move already out to 6.5 on Monday is pretty strong, no doubt. A couple other moves that I wanted to get to. Whew, Rams and the Colts. Now the Colts are 3-0. I don't think we learned anything aside from Tennessee is horrible. I don't upgrade Indy off that game. I just downgrade Tennessee. Tennessee's a joke. Coaching staff, horrible. That whatever happened at the end of the first half with the field goal and the miss and the, like, horrible. Horribly coached team. That's got to change there. I don't know what Callahan is doing. I have no clue. That said, look ahead number, Rams at home against the Colts was 5. They reopened it yesterday at 4. Mm-hmm. Now 3.5 and 3. This would be the time that I would probably not bet the Colts. I don't feel good about this spot. Do you?
As David Dykstra famously said, now you're going to face a real team.
You are, for sure.
Let's see. You have not done it. Titans, say what you want about the Broncos. No, not for me. Look at the way that they're losing these games at the end. Bo Nix is not the same version of Bo Nix that we saw last year. And then Miami's a dumpster fire. They're a joke. They're going to fire their coach at some point. They haven't faced anybody. Now you are. And now you got to do it on the road. Now, I'm not here sitting to say that the Rams have any sort of a home field, because they don't, but it is a little bit tougher going out west. Let's see. Let's see. Now you're going to also go toe-to-toe with an offense that can keep up. They haven't done that. With Devontae and Puka had a great game again. Yeah, I think this is going to be a real fun one. What's the total on this one, Sam? You got in front of you.
49. 48.5 BetMGM.
That's probably going to go up, isn't it?
I would think so. They're betting two more games. One of them I understand. They're betting Chicago because, you know, the Bears have the coach and quarterback now, despite being 1-2.
Well, free hot dogs Raiders for everyone. Sucked too.
Raiders O-line is trash, and then Genty can't run, and Bowers is hurt, and it's bad. So Vegas is now only a 1-point favorite. This opened 2, and now it's down to 1, and you're going to see Chicago likely close the favorite. That's my guess. The other one that they're betting, people are not going to be cool with this one. They are not going to bet this, but the market has. Baltimore opened -3. At Kansas City. I'm hearing a lot about how the Chiefs are broken and this and that. Mm-hmm. They bet the Chiefs at +3. What do you think the room's going to bet in that one? Baltimore -2.5 on the road.
Yeah, probably. Especially if they win and cover tonight. It's going to be a no doubter. They're betting Houston too. That's out to -7 against Tennessee. Not me. I'm not laying 7 with that team. No chance. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Moons, next, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.